I went to high school, Berkeley High School, and this is a number of years ago. One of my friends, Davri, was a Cambodian refugee. Some years later, she started telling me about people from her community who were facing deportation. And it didn't make sense to me that they would be facing deportation because to me, she was American to me. She spoke like me. I knew her family had come as refugees, and I thought that meant automatically they were U.S. citizens. I didn't know the whole complicated process. So years later, I got the chance to go to Cambodia and actually meet. The story had been told a little bit about those who had been deported. They had, by this time, Cambodia was accepting them. But it was mostly about the men. And I found out there were not as many, but there were women as well. So I went to tell that story. And after I wrote that article, it was for Foreign Policy, I realized there was so much more there. I wanted to put it into a book, mostly because the generations, the trauma that had continued, I thought you needed this fuller picture that I couldn't explore in a single article.
The scope of this book is almost up to the level of a Russian novel. So many families, so many incidents. Did you set out to tell a story with that enormous scope of time and number of people and number of families?
Actually, I originally set out to tell with a single family. It was the woman I had written about in the article. But for various reasons, it's a very difficult story for people to tell. So I didn't end up working with her. And so then I started looking for others. And there were so many. I ended up including more, but I did try and focus maybe on three or four in more depth because I felt you lose track if they're too many. But a lot of times they'd end up having connections and stuff, so you'd get little mini side stories. But I tried to hone in on a couple more in depth so you could really follow that process with them.
Okay, finally, if you were to be flown to Washington and give some policy prescriptions to folks who deal with refugees, and especially Cambodian Americans now who are in this country and who have been here for a long time, what is the main thing you would ask of them in terms of policy?
For me, the big thing was just I'm not good at classic journalists. I don't have solutions, but I just want people to see the fuller picture. So I guess I would want them to think, okay, when you're thinking of this policy, let's deport these people. Look at what does it really solve? What situation does that make in Cambodia? What situation does that make in the U.S.? And does it really improve anything in the long term? Looking at the bigger picture and the larger community impact. I think for me, that was a big thing, the community impact. Because even with the Cambodian American community, even if it's not directly a parent or a sibling or a child, almost everyone in that community actually knows someone who has been deported, facing deportation. And so this whole community is re-traumatized.